All right, let's meditate. You ready? I like to sway up and back slowly and find the center, right? That keeps you from, it keeps you from, what do you call it? Crunching over. Then bring in your tummy a little bit. Smile a little bit. Relax your eyelids. Especially if you feel sleepy, like if you had a lot of lunch or you're tired, you can open the eyes just a touch. Not enough to see anything, but it keeps you awake. Please come to your breath. Start watching your breath. Please separate a piece of your mind out the back of your head and start watching your mind. What kind of thoughts do you have this afternoon? What are the issues of the day, middle of the day? Are they mostly past or are they mostly future? and put up a wall, block the future thoughts. Put up another wall behind, block past thoughts, be here in this room. Relax into being here and not worrying about what happened before, what's going to happen later. Then ask your heart teacher to come, sit across from you. You're alone in the room with your heart teacher. I like to sit with my teacher in a small house or cabin on a mountain, and it helps your meditation. Especially in the afternoon, if you have some sunlight or other kinds of light that you are picturing in the scene. So I like to see windows all around the room and golden light coming in through the windows, bathing all of the things I can see, including my legs and Lama's body. Can you sit quietly with your heart teacher in a sun-filled room without the need to think about other things or what you're going to do next? Can you just relax and surrender into this moment with your teacher? And isn't that enough? Is it helpful for the world and for the people in the world? Is it a service to the people in the world to sit quietly with your teacher in a room filled with sunlight? and slowly come back to your breath. And slowly open your eyes. Stretch.